Friday, April 19th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. An Evening Prayer Hymn. When in his own image God created man, he included freedom in creation's plan. For he loved us even from before our birth. By his grace, he made us free men of this earth. God to man entrusted life as gift and aim. Sin became our prison, turning hope to shame. Man against his brother lifted hand and sword, and the Father's pleading went unseen, unheard. Then in time our Maker chose to intervene, set his love in person in the human scene. Jesus broke the circle of repeated sin, so that man's devotion newly might begin. Choose we now in freedom where we should belong. Let us turn to Jesus. Let our choice be strong. May the great obedience which in Christ we see perfect all our service. Then we shall be free. And the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, I, the Lord, am your Savior and Redeemer. Alleluia. Psalm 135. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in the greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land. On his people their land he bestowed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, I, the Lord, am your Savior and Redeemer. Alleluia. And the second antiphon. Blessed is the kingdom of David our Father, which has come among us. Alleluia. Continuation of Psalm 135. Lord, your name stands forever, unforgotten from age to age. For the Lord does justice for his people. The Lord takes pity on his servants. Pagan idols of silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. There is never a breath on their lips. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, bless the Lord. Sons of Aaron, bless the Lord. Sons of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear him, bless the Lord. From Zion may the Lord be blessed, he who dwells in Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, your name and your memory last forever. We stand to pray in your house and praise you with psalms of joy. We ask you in your kindness to have mercy on us in our lowliness. Repeating the antiphon, blessed is the kingdom of David, our Father, which has come among us. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, let us sing to the Lord glorious in him, in his triumph. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 15. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, let us sing to the Lord glorious in his triumph. Alleluia. And a reading is from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. Son though he was, Christ learned obedience from what he suffered, and when perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, designated by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. And a responsory, the disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, Our crucified and risen Lord has redeemed us. Alleluia. Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, our crucified and risen Lord has redeemed us. Alleluia. Enter into session. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us praise him and say, Son of the living God, bless your people. We pray to you, Lord Jesus, for all ministers of your church. As they break for us the bread of life, may they themselves receive nourishment and strength. Son of the living God, bless your people. We pray for the whole Christian people, that all may be worthy of their calling and safeguard their unity in the Spirit by the bond of peace. Son of the living God, bless your people. We pray for those who govern us, that they may temper justice with mercy and promote harmony and peace throughout the world. Son of the living God, bless your people. We pray for ourselves, that our hearts may be purified to sing your praises in the communion of saints. May we be reunited with our deceased brothers and sisters, whom we commend to your loving kindness. Son of the living God, bless your people. Let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, by the love of your Spirit, may we who have experienced the grace of the Lord's resurrection rise to the newness of life and joy. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.